Well, we finally did it. It's been 14 months since Ros and I sold Western Man. 14 months without a boat. 14 months of searching, trawling the internet, calling up friends who are brokers, looking the whole world over for a boat that'll suit us. And in the end, we are near despair, but we've got one. And guess what? There's a catch. We're here in the south of England, and the boat's stuck in Florida. Nothing's ever easy, is it? Not if you want perfection in your life, but we will not compromise. We absolutely stand out for what we really want and what we really believe in. And it's been a long search finding this boat. I'll tell you what she is. She's an Al Mason-designed 40-foot Bermudan cutter, built 1987 by Tarshing Yard in the Far East, one of the best yards in the Far East. Now, Al Mason, if you're a Brit, you probably haven't heard of him, but he's a very well-known designer in the States, and his 44s are iconic vessels. Al Mason actually served his time with the great John G. Alden, who designed some of the greatest vessels in America. And when you look at this 44-footer, you can see that pedigree coming through. It's a what I would call a proper boat. She's got a real sheer line. She sits snugly in the water. She doesn't have a great big high freeboard. She's got a well-proportioned stern, nice little counter stern on her, not a great big fat back end. And yet, she contrives to have four good berths in two cabins, plus saloon berths for extras. The aft cabin's a sweet little place, proper bunk with plenty of room for two people in it, and the fore cabin has got another double berth, which is not a V berth, so you can actually snuggle up nicely up there if you want to. And there are two good sea berths in the saloon for when you want them. Galley's fantastic, it's got a good head, it's got everything you want really. It's also got a lot of stuff on board that the Americans have put on that I wouldn't really give you thank you for. So you may find things like air conditioning units will be appearing on eBay under a mysterious name. Well, they'll be mine. They're brand new and they're on the skids. Who wants them? Well, actually, if you're in Florida, you can't live without them, as we've just discovered. It was demonic over there. We searched high and low for a suitable boat, as I've explained, and really what it came down to was the fact that we were going to have to go to America. There were one or two lovely boats in Europe, but they were just too much money. They were more than we could afford, and it wasn't going to do. The Dutch came pretty close with some of their centreboarders. Ideally, we wanted a centreboarder, but in the end, we had to compromise and just go for 6-foot draft instead. So that's not too excessive. Previous boat had 6 foot six, and the one before that had 8 feet. So we are moving in the right direction. Anyway, the obvious answer was these boats are all in America, the United States. They know how to do it. They get this sort of boat right. A lovely cruising boat that's seaworthy, comfortable at sea, which is so important for us, nice in harbour, and a joy to look at. So, away to America we went. It came down in the end to an Alden 44, which was not a John Alden design, but a Niels Helleberg design. Niels took over John's design office when John passed on. And Niels has designed some fabulous boats. But the Alden was more than we wanted to spend. And also, when we got close up and comfortable with it, we found it was a bit tight. It was a seriously good sailing boat, but it was a bit tight for space. Had the same accommodation layout as Al Mason's boat, but just was a bit tight. So down to Florida we went, and when we saw this one, we knew she was the one for us. So that's how it is. So we've paid the money, and now we're waiting for the boat to be shipped across. You don't want to be sailing across from Florida at this time of year. You've only got to be there and feel the weather to know there's a tropical storm brewing right over the next cumulonimbus. It is a dangerous place to be at this time offshore. Actually, our insurers wouldn't insure the boat to go offshore right now. And anyway, I've got commitments this summer. So although I've sailed the North Atlantic many times, this time the boat's coming across on a ship. I can't believe it, really. But I've got to have the boat this summer because I've got stuff to do. So we've got to get on with it, and that's the plan. So I've got 2 or 3 weeks before the boat arrives, and I'm laid up with a bad back. The flight back from Florida was supposed to be 12 hours with one change in Madrid. It turned into a 36-hour bonanza. 2 nights on airports, and God knows how many hours sitting in the cattle truck. And I'm 6 feet six, as some of you'll know. And, well, believe me, boys, just don't do it. The chiropractor says if I ever fly on one of those transatlantic flights without going either business class or at least upgraded tourist class, he's never going to speak to me again, and he'll cut off my rum ration and throw me out the door, leave me in the gutter with a bad back. So that's it. So I've got 2 weeks to get my back better, and then I'm back to sea. Hooray! Can't wait to get that boat out on the English Channel. Going to be so exciting. Oh, one more thing. She has to have a new name. She's had 5 already. Can you believe that? The boat's only 23 years old and they've given her 5 names. We've looked at them all. Every one of them's awful. I can't tell you what they are in case, well, maybe you know somebody who's got a boat with the same name. But when I tell you that one of them was named after a grape variety that appears in a popular bottle of wine from Australia, you'll know what I mean. And the most recent name she only had for 10 months and was entirely relevant to the chap who owned her and didn't like her in the end and went away to buy a huge motorboat. He's bought a cigarette boat. Great big monstrous fire-breathing stink pot. So good luck to him. A nice man. But we didn't like his name, and actually I don't think he did in the end. So we're going to give her a new name. Watch this space. Meanwhile, fair winds to you. I'll be out with you soon.